This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry today. Well, states across the country reconsider their marijuana policies. What was once the stuff of just college dorm kitchens might soon be the latest gourmet trend. Marijuana-laced food has become all the rage in states and municipalities that have legalized the drug, and a number of publishers do have cookbooks in the works, and even leading chefs are starting to capitalize on the marijuana trend. Kim Severson is a correspondent covering food for our partner, The New York Times. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Well, in states where it's legal, of course, places like Colorado, maybe in Boulder, or Seattle in Washington, what's already trending on the edible food front?
Well, the fact that people are cooking with weed is not a new trend, but what is new is the way it's moving into higher levels of cuisine, where you might see people actually thinking about how it tastes, thinking about how it might actually work with the culture of the table in the way wine or, you know, a martini might. And as things are getting legalized in the edible business is quite lucrative and quite organized at this point. I talked to a fellow who worked for the kitchen of a really great restaurant, and it's got two outlets in Denver and Boulder, who was losing line chefs to edible food companies. So there is a certain culinary appeal to marijuana that it hasn't enjoyed before.
Marijuana, THC, is fat soluble. Traditionally, people eat it in brownies. That might be passé at this point. Is it mostly in desserts where it's showing up on real tables or elsewhere in the meal?
Well, it's certainly showing up in desserts because it's easier to process it. You do have to cook marijuana, cook cannabis in some kind of an oil to pull out the things that actually make you feel differently. You can distribute that dose more evenly in something that's a batter or chocolate than you can, say, in a sauce you might put on fish. Also, there's a bit of a debate about what it tastes like. A lot of times, because they're using stems and shake from some of the marijuana plant to steep in this oil, it gets a bitter taste. And so it's a job of masking rather than enhancing. But chefs who really do have a forward palate are thinking about taking buds of marijuana that might have different savory characteristics in the way herbs like thyme or rosemary have, and trying to work it into dishes so that it sort of enhances the dish. In fact, there are some farmers who work with Noma Restaurant in Denmark who are growing a very low-grade THC. It doesn't get you very high, apparently, but using it to work into dishes so that marijuana is becoming something of a flavor component in some dishes.
Yeah, taste is essential, but so is the intoxication leveling. I guess probably you don't want to hit people over the head unless they know it's coming. I know you know I was going to go here, but there is a famous columnist from your paper, Maureen Dowd, who wrote about her experience in Colorado just eating way too much in an edible and just getting so intoxicated that she was holed up in her hotel room. So how are chefs kind of addressing that issue?
Well, I think they're refusing Maureen Dowd reservations. No, I'm kidding that. But, you know, I think that dosing is a very serious issue for people who cook with cannabis, and the people that I've interviewed are very somber about it and take it very seriously. The trick, I think, is to get it tested by a laboratory to make sure you really know your product so much that you understand what is going into each bite of the food that you're making. You know, again, it's a little like alcohol. So one might need to know what, say, two glasses of wine might do to you or a martini might do to you in terms of how it feels. So we're in this place where we're starting to try to quantify and be assured that when something says it has 10 milligrams of marijuana in it or THC in it, in fact, does, and that you, in fact, know how much that drug affects your body. But it's a lot of people likened it to prohibition. So now they're trying to, you know, to get the gin out of the bathtub and into some more manageable forms and move it into a larger culture.
There are craft cocktail makers all over America who have been taking cocktails to the next level for many, many years. And now chefs are doing the same with marijuana in states and municipalities where it's legal. Kim Severson for The New York Times. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.com. www.scienceofdessert.org.